Listener Production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Police are preparing a report for the coroner after a worksite death of a Far North Queensland man. The 34-year-old from Bamboo Creek tragically died after falling 20 metres when a wind tower collapsed at Lake Proserpine in the Whitsundays region. The incident occurred after midday yesterday. Queensland Workplace Health and Safety has been contacted for comment. The Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union is today launching a new campaign, calling on all sides of politics to commit to recruiting more than 11,000 additional public health staff. It follows a poll it conducted which shows out of 20,000 current workers, 46% say they were looking to quit in the next 12 months. Many finding being a nurse or midwife is too stressful and tiring, citing a high workload. And full jails in a matter of weeks is what a former Queensland police officer says would happen if a blanket ban was placed on domestic violence orders. Former Detective Inspector Terry Goldsworthy's comments come after the death of a New South Wales mum who was allegedly killed by her former partner while he was on bail for her alleged rape and intimidation. He says those at risk of reoffending shouldn't be on bail, but keeping all alleged DV offenders on remand wouldn't work.
You know, if you start going down the path of mandatory sentencing because it is a category of an offence, especially one that's, you know, there's so many. I mean, if you look at the amount of DV orders taken out in Queensland, tens of thousands, other states would be in similar situations. You're going to overload the criminal justice system and it just simply won't function.
Far North Queensland recorded over 2,200 breaches of domestic violence protection orders this year. Taking a look at local sport, in the QRL heading into round 7, our Northern Pride have earned themselves some rest time after securing 4 wins already this season. They have a bye to rest up or cram in some extra practice ahead of next weekend's match against the Jets.